ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पातितविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे स्थिता हिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां सारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्।
Gita Shastram is the essence of entire Vedic teaching, and it is a Moksha Shastram also. Though Gita is used for many purposes, primarily it is meant for finding the Purnatva in our life. So many Acharyas commented on this Gita. Before Shankaracharya himself, so many Acharyas wrote commentary, but the available commentary, the earliest available commentary, is only Shankara commentary, and after that so many Acharyas wrote. One among them was Madhusudana Saraswati Swamiji. He was a great devotee and at the same time an Advaitic Acharya. He wrote commentary on Gita. That commentary name is Gudartha Deepika. While writing that commentary, he wrote 9 shlokas as dhyana shlokas. Since Gita is a portion of Mahabharata, Gita doesn't have a separate dhyana shloka. So in tradition, we take these shlokas written by Madhusudana Saraswati Swamiji as the dhyana shloka. Today we will see that. ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम्। ओ मदर गीता, I repeatedly meditate on you. Since the Gita word is feminine gender in Sanskrit language, Gita is taken as mother. All great people got solace and guidance in their life from Gita only. So here the Dhyana Shloka says, Hey Bhagavad Gita, Hey Amba, Tvam Anusandadhami. I meditate on you, O Mother Bhagavad Gita. Why I meditate on you? Because you are Advaita Amrita Varshini. You are having the nectar called Advaita. And not only that, you are Bhavad Veshini. Bhavaha is the word which means for samsara. Samsara, generally we hear. For our understanding, we can take it as a self-inadequacy. All the time, we want something. So at all levels, we have self-inadequacy. At physical level, we don't want to have old age, but still, we are going to have old age. And at the emotional level, we want everybody to love us, but we find that only few people are loving, few are hating. So we have a need in our emotional personality, and of course in intellectual personality. The more we study, we come to know what? That more we are ignorant. As a super specialist, there's a retina specialist doesn't know how to operate the cataract. And a skin specialist doesn't know anything below 1 inch, below the skin. So the more you become the knowledgeable in the external sense, you find yourself that you are ignorant of many aspects of the world. So all these self inadequacies will go only when we find our own infinite nature. So here Bhagavad Gita has this knowledge, and therefore this knowledge is the bhavadveshini. Wherever Gita is there the bhavaha, samsara, cannot be there. The purnatva jnana comes. Wherever that purnatva jnana is there, in that mind there is no apurnatva or there is no want. Therefore it is called bhavadveshini, kama krodhadi samsara hetoho nivarini. And who has given this knowledge? Swayam Bhagavata Narayanena. Bhagavan himself has given this knowledge. He has brought the entire Vedic teaching in the form of Gita, for whose sake it was given? Parthaya. What type of Partha? He was an accomplished person and he was a hero when he lived in physical form. He was a hero, loved by many people. That type of Arjuna, in one situation in his life, he was totally broke down. So here, shoka mohau nimagna parthaya. When he finds himself utterly in a depressed mood, that time it was told by Bhagavan Narayana, Krishna himself. And who has reported this Gita Shastram? Purana Munina Vyasena Ghritta. Vyasacharya was the reporter, and he was not an ordinary reporter, he was an expert one who has wrote 18 Puranas. So we can depend upon this teaching to solve our problems. So bring the Gita in your life and be free from the samsara. This is the meaning of intention of this shloka. If the person who hears this is the Uttama Adhikari means one who is totally seeking this knowledge, one who is qualified to seek this knowledge, for him Atma Jnana Praptihi. And if he is a Madhya Adhikari, it gives the Jnana Yogyata Prapti. Jnana Yogyata means there is a qualification to get that knowledge. Viveka, Vairagya, Shama, Dama, like that, big list is there. So that Jnana Yogyata Prapti, it comes for general man. And if he is not at all qualified, anadhikari, for him, Swarga, it gives Swarga. So if he wants to go to Swarga, very reading of the Bhagavad Gita assures a place in the Swarga. If you want to have a drama party or music concert in Indraloka or Swargaloka, this also is a way. And of course for modern people, it becomes a treasure house for business management in corporate sector. So many people use this Gita for business management, or for some people it is a relaxation method, a scripture which gives the lot of relaxation methods. So according to the need of the child, mother feeds. If the child is very weak and very young, my mother gives only milk. If it is little bit in youth condition, mother gives something other, solid food. And the child is very elderly and grown up child, then mother gives according to his own need. Similarly, this Bhagavad Gita mother also caters all types of adhikaris. But here, the real spiritual seekers get the total benefit. Second shloka. Namostute Vyasa Vishala Buddhe Pullaravindayata Patra Netra Enatvaya Bharata Taila Purnaha Prajwalito Jnanamaya Pratipaha. This is the glorification of the Vyasacharya who compiled the ಗೀತಾಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ. ತೇ ನಮಃ ಅಸ್ತು ಹೇ ವ್ಯಾಸ. ಐ ಪ್ರೊಸ್ಟೇಟ್ ಬೌ ಡೌನ್ ಟು ಯು ಓ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್. ಫಾರ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ ದ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಮ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಅನ್ ಐಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ದ್ವೀಪ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್ ಇನ್ ಐಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಐಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಬಾರ್ನ್. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ಲ್ಯಾಕ್ ಕಲರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಡಿಡ್ ತಪಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭದ್ರಿಕಾಶ್ರಮ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬಾದರಾಯನ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರಾಶರ ರಿಷಿ. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪಾರಾಶರ್ಯ. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡಿವೈಡೆಡ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಫೋರ್ ರಿಗ್ ಯಜುರ್ ಸಾಮ ಅಥರ್ವಣ ವೇದಾಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ. ವಾಟ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ವ್ಯಾಸ ಯು ಆರ್? ವಿಶಾಲ ಬುದ್ಧೇ. ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ದಿ ಕೆಪ್ಯಾಸಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ದಟ್ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ಇಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಸೋ ಟ್ರಮೆಂಡಸ್, ಸೋ ಗ್ರೇಟ್. ದ ಒನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಲಿಟ್ರರಿ ವರ್ಕ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ಅಡಿಷನ್ ಟು ಕ್ಲಾಸಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವೇದಾಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ವಿತ್ 1 lakh ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್. ಈವನ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ರಿಟನ್ 1 lakh ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್. ದೆನ್ 18 ಪುರಾಣಸ್, ಈಚ್ ಪುರಾಣ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ 15,000-20,000 ಶ್ಲೋಕಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಇಲಾಬರೇಟೆಡ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಇತಿಹಾಸ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಪುರಾಣಸ್. And he has extracted the entire Vedic teaching in the form of Brahma Sutra. It is Nyaya Prasthana, it is called. So he was very great in extraction and at the same time elaboration. His mind was logical, at the same time it was a kavi mind, a poetic mind. It is very difficult and rare to get the two types of mind in one single buddhi. So he was embodiment of wisdom. So they used to say, ವ್ಯಾಸೋಚಿಷ್ಟಂ ಜಗತ್ ಸರ್ವಂ. ವಾಟ್ಎವರ್ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಯು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ. ದೇರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಉಚ್ಚಿಷ್ಟ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವ್ಯಾಸಾಚಾರ್ಯ. ಸೊ ತ್ವಯಾ ಭಾರತ ತೈಲಪೂರ್ಣ ಜ್ಞಾನಮಯ ಪ್ರದೀಪ ಪ್ರಜ್ವಾಲಿತ. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಿಟ್ ಎ ಲ್ಯಾಂಪ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಿಟ್ ಎ ಲ್ಯಾಂಪ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಗೀತಾ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ. Mahabharata is compared to that oil in the lamp, and the Deepa is compared to the Gita. So you are a Karuna Sindhu in sharing your wisdom. Bhagavan comes as the avatara and does lot of leelas and goes back, just gives up his form. We don't know what he did, what he told, unless there was a compiler, an historian. Like Vyasacharya, we don't know what are the leelas Bhagavan did, what is the teaching Bhagavan told to his devotees. In the form of sharing that teachings and the leelas, he has become the Karuna Sindhu. So here the author prays, O Vyasacharya, have a glance at me by your beautiful full Aravindayata Patra Netra. As a person who was having a beautiful eyes like lotus eyes. So when you see me with that lotus eyes, I also will get that knowledge. So therefore I prostrate to you, hey Vyasadev. Prapanna parijataya sotra vetraika panaye jnana mudraya krishnaya gita amrita dukhe namaha. First shloka glorified the Gita Shastra. Second shloka glorified the compiler, Vyasacharya. Now third shloka glorifies the Bhagavan Sri Krishna, who was the author of this Gita Shastra. So Bhagavan Krishna is glorified as Prapannanam Parijataya. Prapannanam means Sharanagatanam. Those who have surrendered to him, for them he is the Parijata Vriksha. There is a Parijata Vriksha, Kalpataru they call it. But it is not available in the world. It It is available only in heavens. Where there is no use, there only they have kept it. All the devatas have the capacity to get whatever they want. So there was no use for this Parijata Vriksha. So that Parijata Vriksha, what is the greatness? You sit under it and think of some beautiful dishes, delicious dishes. Immediately, without any cooking, it will come. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, there was a person while going towards some forest. So he felt very tired. He thought of, let me go and sit under the one particular tree. Suddenly he thought of, I am very tired, if I get water it will be nice. Immediately water came. Then he was wondered, what is this? I thought of water, it has come. If I think about the food, delicious food, as soon as he thought, immediately delicious food also. So he ate nicely and he wanted to take rest also. So he thought of some bed, immediately bed also came. Then suddenly his mind thought, here in this forest nobody is there, I am sleeping alone. If tiger comes and like that he thought, immediately tiger came and ate that person. So like that Parijata Vriksha is there. Though Vriksha has the capacity to give whatever we want, we don't know what we want. We don't know what we want, what to ask from the Lord. But still, Bhagavan knows what we want actually. So therefore, he is called Prapannanam Parijataya. So he is a Kalpataru. He knows that what we want actually. So when we surrender to him, telling that, hey Rama, hey Krishna, I belong to you. In Ramavatara, Bhagavan says, Sakruteva Prapannaya Tavasmi Tichayachate Abhayam Sarvabhutebhyo Tattam Yetatvratam Mamaha. So anybody says, orally even at least, hey Rama, I belong to you. Immediately I say, Abhayam. I don't see their qualification, I don't see their intention, I give the shelter to them. Similarly, here also Krishna is called Prapannanam Parijataya. When Arjuna asked, O Lord, I am confused about the dharma, dharma, whether to fight this war or not, whether I have to kill my kith and kin and revered teachers. I am in confusion. Please remove my confusion. This much only he asked. He did not ask Atma Vidya. He asked only Dharma, Adharma, Viveka Vidya only he asked. Bhagavan could have stopped telling that this is right, so you fight. But Bhagavan is like Parijata, more than Parijata Vriksha. He not only clarified his mind with regard to dharma and adharma, he has given the moksha shastram also. Yasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyasteham shati mam tvam prapannam. Whatever is good for my life, you tell. This much he told. Whatever is good for my life, you tell. So what is the actual good for our life? Atma vidya, atma jnana jnana. So Bhagavan not only clarified his doubts with regard to dharma and adharma, he gave the atma jnanam also. So this Bhagavan Krishna is meditated as a charioteer, keeping a whip in one hand and keeping the jnana mudra in by other hand. One hand, totra vetraika panaye. He is having a totra vetra, that is totra vetra means a whip by which you can drive the horses. So keeping in one hand that entire rein along with the whip, another hand jnana mudra. Jnana mudra is the sign of purnatva. A person is simultaneously purnaha, at the same time he is intensely active. This is what Gita Shastram is going to tell. You all work for Purnatva. Purnatva in the sense happiness. But Bhagavan says, is going to tell, you know that you are the happy embodiment of happiness, afterwards you work. Not for the sake of Purnatvam, but out of Purnatvam, you work like that. So he himself is the sign of both the combination of intense action at the same time with Purnatva. This Jnana Mudra is commented in our tradition. This is called Jnana Mudra. Keeping the Tarjani finger, that is index finger and the thumb together, and he will have three fingers separate. So all the three fingers are Stula, Sukshma, Karana, Sharira, because of which the Jiva, this Tarjani, this index finger, represents the Jiva, individual. That individual is always suffering because of the association of all these three types of body. Karana Sharira, our samskaras or vasanas, Sanjita Karma they call it. Second is Sukshma Sharira, our mind. Third one is Stula Sharira, our external body. Because of the association of these three, this Jiva always gets into trouble. What about the thumb? Thumb is Parabrahma Swarupam. He is not joining, you see. He never joins. And it is separate. So when the Jiva separates itself from the other fingers and joins with the thumb, so the Jiva becomes Purna Vastu. You see, there will be a round. Purna, one more round. It's a hole, they call it. Purna equal to hole. W-H-O-L-E, not H-O-L-E. So, as long as this Jiva keeps association with the three bodies, it is subject to all troubles. And without this thumb, the Jiva is useless. You try to do any action, without the thumb, you cannot do any action. One of the differentiating criteria from animal world for human being is this thumb. Without thumb, you cannot do any action. So without Bhagavan, it is not possible. Human life itself is not possible. But unfortunately, this Tarjani, Tarjani means index finger. One more meaning is there. Tarjana, that which threatens, always we threaten. I will see you. How? By this in finger one, you see. That index finger is a sign of threatening. So we threaten. So, as long as it is away from the Lord, it is a threatened to the entire creation. And it is Apurna Vastu also. So, therefore, Jnana Mudraya, Bhagavan teaches that you need not go for anywhere for the sake of Purnatva. It is already your own real nature. Find out and unite yourself. Unite yourself, but not by traveling, not by any sadhana also, but by just sheer recognition that you are having always association with the Lord. Mamai Vamsho Bhutaloke, that our relationship between the Lord and ourselves is eternal. Jiva Bhuta Sanatanaha, Bhagavan says. Sanatanaha, our relationship is Sanatanaha. So that type of Lord, Lord Krishna, I prostrate. And another epithet is there, Gita Amrita Dukhe Namaha. He has given a nectar called Gita. So Dug means a person, a cowherd boy, who milches the milk from the cow. So Gita Amrita Dukhe Namaha, that means Vedanta Acharyaya Namaha. Krishnaya Namaha. One meaning is Krishna means black color person. Another meaning is Karshati Sarvan Iti. Karshati means one who attracts everybody is called Krishna. வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம் கம்சசானூரமர்தனம் தேவகீ பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். திஸ் ஆல்சோ தி க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா. ஹியர் ஜெகத்குரும் வந்தே. ஜெகத்குரு, ஒன் மீனிங் இஸ் ஜெகதா குருஹு ஜெகத்குரு, ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் தி டீச்சர் ஃபார் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். அண்ட் அனதர் மீனிங் இஸ் ஜெகத் ரூப குரு, ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் அவைலபிள் ஆஸ் எ டீச்சர் இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் வெரி வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப். த வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் டீச்சர்ஸ் மெனி திங்ஸ் ஃபார் அஸ். தட்ஸ் வை இன் சஹஸ்ரநாமா ஆல்சோ, விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாமா, ஃபஸ்ட் நேம் ஃபார் தி லார்ட் இஸ் விஸ்வம். விஸ்வம் இஸ் த ஃபஸ்ட் நேம். பகவான் இஸ் கால்ட் விஸ்வஹா. விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர்வ ஷட்காரோ பூத பவ்ய பவத் பிரபு. வெரி வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் தி மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன் ஆஃப் தி லார்ட். ஸோ வெரி வேர்ல்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் தி டீச்சர் ஃபார் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ். வாட் இட் டீச்சர்ஸ் பை கிவிங் லாட் ஆஃப் ட்ரபுள் டு அஸ், பை மேக்கிங் அஸ் டு கெட் ஃபெயில்யூர்ஸ் இன் அவர் சர்டன் என்டேவர்ஸ். ஸோ இட் சேஸ் சுகா அண்ட் துக்கா, மானா அபமானா, ஜயா அஜயா, லாபா நஷ்டா, தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் two faces of the one and the same coin called life. So you cannot avoid dukkha when you are seeking the sukha. You cannot avoid apajaya when you are seeking jaya. So you have to develop a balanced mind, and you should have the vision, a balanced vision towards the life. Not only that, by giving lot of troubles, it makes us to have vairagya. Just how many janmas we are going to do this business, coming and going, coming, relating and going, coming, relating and going, how many janmas we are going to do? So at one janma or the other, we should have vairagya. So Bhagavan comes as the teacher in the form of very world itself. And as the teacher, he is the Shastra Karta. In Brahma Sutra, our Vyasacharya says, Shastra Yonitvat is the Yonihi, or a Karta, or the cause of the entire Shastra. So all our human problems are based on certain confusions. Therefore, solutions are always in the form of knowledge. Knowledge is possible only when there is a scripture. So who is the author of that scripture called Veda? Bhagavan himself. Therefore, he is called ஜெகத் குருஹு, ஆதி குருஹு. இஸ் கால்ட் ஆதி குருஹு. வாட் ஹீ டஸ்? எதா எதா ஹி தர்மஸ்ய க்ளானிர்பவதி பாரத அபியுத்தானம் அதர்மஸ்ய ததாத்மானம் ஸ்ருஜாம்யஹம் பரித்ராணாய சாதூனாம் விநாஷாய ச துஷ்கிருதாம் தர்ம சம்ஸ்தாபனார்த்தாய சம்பவாமி யுகே யுகே. இஸ் எஸ் ஐ கம் டு திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் வித் எ ஃபார்ம், ஐ அப்பியர் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் வித் எ ஃபார்ம் for preserving or re-establishing the dharma in this world. So how to re-establish the dharma? By blessing the dharmic people, by blessing the good people to follow that dharma in their life, and by crushing or by killing the adharmic people. So one acharya says, Bhagavan is sarva-shaktiman. He need not come to this world at all to kill the asuras or rakshasas. Simply in the Vaikuntha itself, if he thinks, let the Ravana die, let the Kamsa die, so that fellow will die. And to bless also, to bless the good people also, he need not come. Just from there itself, if he thinks very sankalpa, by sankalpa, he can make the devotee to be blessed. When Draupadi called, "Hey Krishna, please protect," Krishna did not run. He was at that time in Dwaraka. What he did simply one akshayam. He was playing some dice game. So from there itself, he has the capacity to protect, and he has the capacity to destroy also. Then why he comes? Dharma samsthapanarthaya, Bhagavan says. So how to establish this dharma? By shastra rakshana. So to teach the humanity, you cannot teach keeping yourself in Vaikuntha. One problem is language problem will be there. Another problem, distance. You cannot hear what he teaches. So he has to come near you and you have to teach. So as the Shastra Acharya only, his incarnation is justified. This is the one commentator says. So Deva Sutam, he is the son of Vasudeva. Just because he is born to Vasudeva and Devaki, don't think that he is an ordinary person. He is Devam, he is Bhagavan himself. Divyati Swayam Prakashate Iti Devaha Chit Swarupaha. He is a Chaitanya Vastu. So he appears as though he was born to Vasudeva. Then Kamsa Chanura Mardhanam, who destroyed the Kamsa and Chanura Rakshasas. So many Rakshasas he killed. Only these two are given in this shloka. Devaki Paramanandam. He was the source of great happiness to his mother, Devaki. That type of Krishnam Aham Vande. Sarvopanishado Gavo Dugdha Gopalanandanaha Partho Vatsa Sutir Bhokta Dugdham Gitamrutam Mahat. This shloka combines all the three. All the Upanishads are exemplified as cow, as a cow. Cow as the example for the Upanishad. And cow means there will be a cowherd boy. Who is that cowherd boy? Our Krishna, Gopala Nandanaha. What he does? All the time he was milching the milk from that cow. He cannot take out the milk from the cow. Nobody, unless you are a cowherd boy, a trained person, otherwise it will give a kick. So similarly, Shastra, Veda is the Upanishad, is the cow. So you cannot get the milk from that cow. You cannot get the actual teaching from that cow without the cowherd boy called Bhagavan Krishna. So the milk is Amritam, Gita Amritam is called that milk. For whose sake it was given? Though it is meant for calf. Though milk of a cow is meant for calf, we will give little only to that calf. And a majority portion is given to others only. So here the calf is our Arjuna. Keeping Arjuna as a nimitta, he has milched the entire Vedic or Upanishadic teaching. So here Parthaha Vatsaha. Vatsaha means a calf. So though it is meant for Partha only at that time, but still after 5000 years also, now also, it is drunk by Sudhihi. Sudhihi means a spiritual seeker. Sudhihi. Dhihi means a mind, buddhi. Sudhihi means a pure intellect. Spiritual seekers who have the purity of mind. Calf is a must for milking. Through the calf we all get the milk. Similarly, through Arjuna, the entire world got the Gita. To be nourished by the milk, you need good digestion, isn't it? If you take milk more, it will lead to indigestion. Similarly, Adhikari Purusha, I told you na, Uttama Adhikari gets immediate result called Mokshaha. So to become Uttama Adhikari, you need purity of mind. So Gita Amritam is Samsara Vyadhi Nashana Aushadam. Gita Amrita, a nectar called Gita, is the medicine for all our Samsara problems. Amritatva Atmajnana Pradhanatvat Amritatva Prapti Sadhanatvat Amritam Ityuchyate. Gita gives knowledge. Knowledge makes us free from mortality. So indirectly, Gita is the source for our samsara nashana. Here, indirectly the author says, Gita is the sara of the Upanishads. That means Gita is the Smriti Granta. So any doubt if you have in Gita, where you have to go and refer, you have to refer the Vedas only. Veda is Shruti Granta and Gita is Smriti Granta. Shruti and Smriti, the difference is, for Shruti there is no author. We say it is the voice of, it is heard, therefore it is called Shrutihi. Shrutatvat Shrutihi. So any doubt with regard to the Gita should be clarified keeping the Shruti, that is Veda, in the back side. So while writing commentary for Gita, our Shankaracharya writes, Idam Gita Shastram Samastha Vedartha Sara Sangraha Bhutam Durvijneyartham. Idam Gita Shastram is the essence of Samastha Veda Artha Sara Sangraha Bhutam. Is the essence of entire Veda. This shloka says it's the essence of Upanishad. But Shankaracharya says it's not only essence of Upanishad, it's the essence of entire Veda. Veda contains Upanishad plus Karmakanda. So Durvijneyartham, it's not so easy to understand. But if at all anybody, any fortunate soul understands this, tad arthe vijnate samastha purushartha siddhi. Not only it is going to give you moksha, but it will give all the purushartas, all the purushartas, artha, kama, dharma and moksha. Then we may ask, by reading, I want to have a Mercedes-Benz car. By reading Gita, will I get Mercedes-Benz car? Because Shankaracharya has written, samastha purushartha. Samastha purushartha means all the purushartas. Whatever you want, you will get. So a person may ask, I want to have a bungalow or a car. Will I have? Here Acharya says, there are two types of fulfilling the desires. You have a desire and you work for the fulfillment of the desire. When that desired object comes in your life, you say, yes, now I am fulfilled. That is one type of fulfillment. Another type of fulfillment is, you don't have desire at all. That mind is made, converted as a desireless mind. So with regard to the fulfillment, both are same. You want to have idli because of your hunger. So you take idli, your hunger is satiated. If you have such a beautiful body without hunger, so you will not desire for idli at all. Similarly here, samastha purushartha siddhihi, siddhi prapti happens not by providing you the desired object, but by making our mind free from all desires. Therefore, Bhagavan becomes the Kalpataru for us. Not by giving what we want, but by making our mind free from all wants. Bhishma Drona Tata Jayatrata Jala Gandhara Nilotpala Shalyagrahavati Kripena Vahani Karnena Vela Kula Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghora Makara Duryodhana Vartini Sotirna Khalu Pandavairananati Kaivartaka Keshavah. It's a beautiful shloka. The entire life or the battlefield, Mahabharata war, is compared to a river. Mahabharata war is compared to a river. River means you will have two banks, then only the river can exist. So what are the two banks? Bhishma and Drona. They only decide the course of war. So whether the Pandavas are going to get the victory or the Kauravas are going to get the victory entirely depend upon these two people, Bhishma and Drona. So Bhishma, what about Bhishma? Bhishma is a great fighter, defeated even Parashurama. Parashurama is one of the Bhagavata avatar. That type of valor he had. What about Drona? He is the teacher for entire people, both Kauravas and Pandavas. He was the teacher. Generally, always, teacher knows better than the student. Always. And teacher knows the weaknesses of all the students. So these two are unfortunately with the Kaurava side. What about the, what is the water? Jayatrata Jala. Jala is a Jayatrata. He is having a Shiva Astra. He did some tapas towards the Shiva and he got a powerful weapon from Shiva, meant for Arjuna, Arjuna's killing. So he is the water. And water means there will be some creepers. So that creepers are always dangerous because it will not allow you to swim. If you are caught in that creepers, so you are gone. So what, who is the creeper? Our Gandhara Desha Raja, Shakuni Mama. So very dangerous fellow and kapati also. He is not a straightforward person, therefore you cannot predict what he is going to do. Then river means there will be some crocodiles and shark. Simply it can swallow whoever falls in that river. So who is that? Shalya. Shalya. Then river means there will be current. Powerful current will be there in river. Speed. So who is that? Kripacharya. He is the Kulaguru. And wave. River means there will be waves also. So powerful wave is called Karna. So he is having Nagashtra with him and Shakti Astra with him. Those two Astras are not with the Arjuna or Pandava side. He is the Paramavairi of Arjuna. And of course there will be some whales, big powerful whales will be there. Maraha. Who are they? Ashwatthama Vikarna Ghoramakara. And with regard to Ashwatthama, he is a Chiranjeevi. Nobody can kill him. And he knows a Brahmastra also. And Vikarna means Karna's son is called Vikarna. So those two are like whales. And who is the whirlpool? In river, there are some places you will have whirlpool. It will simply suck. Anybody goes that side, if you are caught in that whirlpool, it will simply suck. So who is that? Our Duryodhana is the whirlpool. And if you find the strength in quality wise and quantity wise, the strength between Kaurava Sena and the Pandava Sena, in quantity wise also it is so great. 11 Akshaukanis, Kaurava Sena. What about Pandava Sena? Only 7. More than 60% extra this side. And quality also, so many people, powerful people are there in the Kaurava side. Bhishmacharya, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Ashwatthama, Karna, Shalya, like that. So many real powerful people are there. And this side, Kaurava side, 5 people knew Brahmastra, atomic bomb. You can call it atomic bomb, Brahmastra. So Bhishmacharya knows, Dronacharya knows, and our Karna knows, Ashwatthama knows, and who else? Kripacharya knows. All of them knew Brahmastra. Our Pandava side, only one man, our Arjuna, knew. And of course, Krishna knew Brahmastra. He told, I will not use any astra at all. I will be a mere charioteer. So, in quality wise also, and quantity wise also, Pandava side is very weak. Here the Acharya says, it is a wonder these Pandavas won the war. They have crossed the river, which is full of crocodiles and sharks and whales and whirlpools and creepers. Any one object is enough to suck everybody, to destroy the entire Pandava Vamsha. But these 5 people somehow managed to cross the river called Rananatihi. So Tirna Khalu Rananatihi. Khalu, he wonders. What a great wonder it is. Weak people got the victory in this battlefield. Why? Kaivartaha Keshavaha. Because of the mischievous boatman. The boatman is very very mischievous person. So Keshavaha Kaivartaha, special boatman he was. And according to him, if you are a good man, he will be good to you. If you are a kapati, he also will become kapati. So he will change his own identity. Generally we don't change our identity. If we are good man, we are good man generally. If we are bad man, we proclaim that we are terrorist us. But with regard to Krishna, he will act according to the person, what type of relationship you want to have with me. You want to have a wise relationship or good relationship or dharmic relationship, he also will be a dharmic person. If you want to have a cheating relationship or mischievous one, he also will become a mischievous person. So there was an incident. Ashwatthama was killed by the Pancha Maharathis. When Arjuna went for war at some distance, Ashwatthama was killed. So Arjuna, hearing the news of the Ashwatthama's death, he did a pratignya that if I don't kill the Jayadratha, who was the prime cause for my son's death, if I don't kill him before tomorrow evening, I will enter the fire and do Atmahatya. So it is a trouble. Already they are in weak position. And trouble for whom? Not for Arjuna, trouble for Krishna only. Because Krishna has decided this side should win. Because Dharma is there, this side. So what he did, entire day, this Kaurava Sena managed to hide the Jayadratha. Lot of Vyuha, Chakra Vyuha they call it. So they have made a Vyuha wherein you cannot enter at all. So Arjuna was trying to enter that Vyuha. So many warriors were just in front. You have to pass, you have to kill all of them and then only you can reach the Jayadratha. Then only you can kill the Jayadratha. This Kaurava Sena made a big plan. If we save today this Jayadratha, so Arjuna will enter into fire. So even if Arjuna dies, all the Pandavas also will give up the war. So we will be the victorious. What happened here? Almost reached the place wherein Jayadratha was there. By that time Krishna saw only 5 minutes are there for Surya Astamana. After Surya Astamana they won't fight. That was the regulation. So he thought, Arjuna, now you cannot reach him and there is no question of killing him. So what should I do? Then Arjuna told, do whatever you want. If I kill the Jayadratha, I will be alive tomorrow. Otherwise, I will die. I cannot take back my words. So Krishna, what he did, you know, by Maya Shakti, simply he covered the sun. By Maya Shakti, he covered the sun and showed to the entire world that as though sunset over. So as soon as sunset was there, this Jayadratha, who was hiding behind the warriors, he came in front and started criticizing Arjuna. Arjuna, you could not kill me. Now you enter the fire like that. By that time, Krishna removed that cloud, that Maya Shakti, that cover. So sun is there. Then he told Arjuna, hey Arjuna, sunset not yet happened. Still is there, the fire. So like that, lot of mischiefs he used to do in the war field. And as far as Pandavas are concerned, Bhagavan Krishna is the boatman, not only for the battle, for their entire life he was the boatman. He was the sarathi. That's what, when Duryodhana and Arjuna wanted to have help from Krishna, Duryodhana wanted Krishna's army, but Arjuna wanted Krishna. And Krishna told, I will not be useful for you in your fighting, because I will not use the weapon at all. I will be an ordinary person without weapon. What work you are going to do? Then Arjuna told, you need not fight for us. Fighting we will do. Be our guide as a charioteer. So sarathi, depend upon the sarathi only, all the travels whether it is going to be an accident or a successful journey, who decides? Driver only decides. Suppose that driver is a drunkard or a drug addict and a fool who doesn't know all traffic rules and having lot of hidden agendas, he joined hands with the terrorists, what will happen? There are so many cases are there. Big people were killed just by their own drivers. So here the driver is Sarvajnaha. Partha Sarathi Bhagavan is Sarvajnaha, Bhagavan himself. And Sarva Shaktiman, capable person. When Arjuna surrendered to Krishna, when the Nagastra came, Nagastra was released by Karna. Nagastra was the karma phala of Arjuna. During Indraprastha Sthapana, Kandava Dahana was done. A forest called Kandava. So they have burned the entire forest. In that process, so many snakes were killed. But only one snake escaped from that fire, and it was searching a person who is the actual enemy for Arjuna. So it used to ask, those days snakes also used to speak, it seems. So it used to, who is the enemy of Arjuna? Who is the enemy of Arjuna? Nobody was the enemy of Arjuna. So finally it reached the Karna. So Karna told, I am the declared enemy of Arjuna. Then he told, all right, I will be with you. Whenever you are going to fight against Arjuna, I will be with you as a weapon. So Nagastra it is called. So opposite Astra Arjuna is not having. After releasing varieties of Astras, Karna found that Arjuna could not be defeated. He took the Nagastra. So when he was sending that Nagastra, Arjuna, though he knew that Brahmastra is there with him, still he doesn't have Prati Astra or Nagastra, because it is karma phala. You have to bear whatever the karma you have done, that fruits you have to bear. So when it came, so he simply surrendered to the Krishna. What did Krishna do? While sending the Astra itself, the Shalya, charioteer for the Karna told, hey, opposite charioteer is very mischievous fellow. So this is your last resort, this Astra. If this failed, you are defeated. You will be killed. So be careful in releasing this Astra. Don't aim towards the neck. You aim below the neck. But Karna told, I am a warrior, a straightforward warrior. So you cannot aim the arrow below the neck. It should be always towards the neck only. So I will not become adharmic in releasing this weapon. So I will release this weapon aiming the kanta. Kanta means the neck of the Arjuna. So he released. When it came, Arjuna surrendered. So Bhagavan, what he did, you know, just by his leg, he made the chariot to go down 3 feet. So the Astra, that weapon which came to his neck, has taken only the kirita. So that which has come to the head, it has gone with the crown, the east tail. So whenever we surrender to the Lord, though our prarabdha karma phala comes and going to hurt us, if we surrender to the Lord, that hurt will not be much. Holy Mother Sri Sarada Devi used to tell, by prarabdha, suppose you are going to have a cut, a big wound or an accident, if you surrender to the Lord telling his name, you will have a small cut by a needle, not by a knife. Instead of losing your entire hand, you will lose the a drop of blood. Similarly, here also, Bhagavan saved the Arjuna by putting down the chariot 3 feet. So Shalya, the charioteer, Karna's charioteer, told, I told you, the opposite charioteer, the charioteer who sits on the opposite side is very mischievous fellow. See, he has saved Arjuna. You should have put below the neck. Then Karna told, see, that man has decided to save Arjuna. Even if I put below the neck, what he would have done, you know? He would have put the chariot another 3 feet down. So when Bhagavan decides to save a person, you and me cannot kill. So that type of sarathi. Here, we learn a lesson that in human life, there will be lot of situations, trying situations. So whom to approach? All the shastras point out only one entity, that is the Lord. Nobody can help you. Other than this entity, nobody can help you. Okay, you may ask, if I surrender to the Lord, will he help? Certainly, will he help? Yes, yes, he will help. What is the pramana? What is the guarantee? In Bhagavad Gita himself, Bhagavan says, Yesha maham samuddharta mrutyu sansara sagara bhavami nachirat partha maya veshita chetasa. Yes, I save them from the mrutyu sansara, mortality, if they surrender to me. Not only that, what is that fees? Suppose you are having a worker or a driver, you should give some money or some fees you have to give. What is the fees? Nama Sankirtana is the fees. Nama Japa is the fees. So what is the pramana for this? Bhagavan himself says, Tesham Satatayuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhiyogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. You need not offer fruits and all valuable things. Simply by your mouth tell, O Lord, please save me. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantaschama nityam tushyanti charamanti cha yeshameva nukam partham aham ajnanajam tamaha nashayam yatma bhavasto jnanadipena bhasvata. So Bhagavan gives lot of promises in Bhagavad Gita that if you surrender to me, not necessarily with full heart, even by casual, O Lord, I belong to you. Sakruteva prapannaya tavasmiti cha yachate abhayam sarvabhutebhyo dattam yetat vratam. It is my vrata to protect the people, even if they are telling casually, by bringing them to the satsanga and making them dharmic people. Apiche suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhag sadureva samantavyaha samyak vyavasitohitaha. Just by mere decision, I consider him, even though he is a cantankerous personality, once he has decided that I will be a dharmic person, just by decision, he has done that decision. He may revert back also, but I consider him as a sadhu. And he says in one place, Hey Arjuna, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranushyati. Take it for granted and proclaim that my devotee will never perish. My devotee will never perish. All these assurances were given. And all the Shastra insist that if at all you want your life to be a happy affair without much dangers, even though dangers may come, you will not be affected by that dangers. Rain may come, but you will have a nice raincoat. You cannot stop rain coming. But if you keep the Lord or Nama Sankirtana or Nama Japa with you, wherever Nama is there, Nami also must be there. Because you cannot separate the Nama and Nami. Whenever I tell a word, immediately the form of the form regarding that word comes in my mind. Whenever I think about a form, immediately name also comes in my mind. Similarly here, whenever I tell the Lord's name, Bhagavan is always with me. So here, Nama Sankirtana, Ekanta Bhaktihi they call it. Repeated remembrance of the Lord must be there in us. If at all we want to be, we all want to be happy and away from all dangerous situations. And what about other methods of saving ourselves? Veda says, all other methods are hopeless methods. In Mundaka Upanishad comes, Plava Hete Adruda Yajna Rupaha. Adruda Plava. You cannot depend upon that boat, whether it will take you across the river or ocean called life. You cannot depend upon that. If you start one Yajna, so first thing is you have to perform that with all norms. Any violation in the norms, not only you won't get the desired benefit, you will get pratyavaya also. You will get the pratyavaya also. So here there is no pratyavaya. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya prayate mahato bhaya. In Gita also, naham vetai na tapasa na danena na cha chejaya shakya evam vidho drashtum drashtavanasi maam yatha. Bhagavan says to Krishna, hey Krishna, I cannot be, you cannot have, nobody can have the darshana by yajna or yaga and a scholarship. Only by devoted mind only you can get my darshan. And not only that, if we ask ourselves, what is our qualification? Is it possible for us to do yaga? Or is it possible to do tapas? Tapas means fasting. Or standing in one leg, raising the hand. Even Ekadashi we could not do. So how you are going to do tapas for many years? So when we consider our capacity, we know that we are Alpa Shaktiman. But when we consider the Lord's glory, He is Sarva Shaktiman. He has the capacity, and I know that I don't have the capacity. I may not be able to go towards Him, but He can come to me. That capacity is there. Keeping which He will come to me, Shastra says, He is Kripalu. Ahetuka Daya Sindhu. There is no need for any reason for Him to save you. If at all He wants a reason, He wants whether you have called Him for the help or not. So keeping all this idea, this Acharya says, O humanity, take Krishna or the Lord as your guide, as the boatman, so that you can cross the river called life with lot of obstacles. Without any obstacle, the river is having lot of obstacles. To cross that river, you need a efficient and a powerful boatman. That will be the Lord only. If you keep Lord as the boatman, your life will be a smooth sailing. More details we will see in the next class. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.